Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we're going to be talking to you. We have actually a double episode because of the Super Bowl last weekend. We just all had so much going on. Michelle's out of town. So we have a double episode for you. Two episodes of The Bachelor we're going to be talking about today, two episodes of The Traitors, and two episodes of Challenge, All Stars 5 Rivals. Getting started today, we're going to talk about The Bachelor. Well, how do you like this season so far? What are your thoughts in general?
Okay, I do not like it. I
Okay.
don't like it at all. First of all, he's letting go of people I like. He's keeping people I can't stand. He's hot, but I think he's kind of boring.
I think he's a fuck boy. Like he
Do
belongs
you?
on F Boy Island. Yes. Okay. So I've had this. I in like the group chat. I had this conversation. But like, I do. I think he's a fuck boy. And Caitlyn said it too. She said it first. And I was like, yes. I've been thinking this. And the reason I think. Okay. First of all of us singing. All of, like I'm not. I get like nobody's there these days for like 100% the right reasons or whatever. But he's singing in like every single freaking episode. And then we had in this last episode, like the whole finance thing, because he's into like trading and like, I don't know, it doesn't specifically specify crypto, but like I kind of assume probably crypto. I mean, I don't know. It's just, and then on top of that, the way that he handled the situation with Carolina and Rose, and like, I'll send you the video, but there is a TikTok that somebody like spliced it together or whatever. Like he totally does say that, and just like the way that he's like, oh, like that just makes it sound like I'm spitting game, like I'm not a
I
player.
know.
And it just like I don't know, like I just the way he talked about it, the how defensive he got. I mean, we have an episode to get to before we get to that one, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not. I think that he makes very good TV, but I don't necessarily think that he is there to find his wife. Also, I think one of the main reasons I think he's an F-boy is because of Jesse Palmer's like beginning of the season tease when he said that Grant didn't make a decision until an hour before he proposed. He didn't know who he was proposing to. And so I think because I like knew that going in, I'm like watching all these things and like how he's interacting with the women and like I'm picking these pieces out because I know that. And I think that's like Jesse Palmer didn't do him any favors with us not thinking that he's an F boy.
Yeah. Interesting. Like at first, I was kind of like grossed out by Rose. And then, like, when I saw her like true emotions and stuff, I'm like, because I really liked her. And I'm like, why would she do that?
I know.
And I don't even like the fact that she told what's her fate, Carolina,
Carolina,
that.
no.
But I guess they're, I mean, they're in the mansion or wherever they are all day by themselves. I mean, maybe they were really good friends and they're comparing
It
notes.
sounds
So
like more like roommates,
yeah,
like
I don't think it was a vicious thing after I saw
still,
her.
I feel like why would you say that?
No, that's what I thought too. I'm like, what was the point of telling
I
her
if
that?
even if like you aside from like warning her, which she was obviously not trying to do, I don't see any there's no way you can say that to somebody and not expect the fallout to be like absolute chaos, like drama. Of course she's gonna say something to him. Like why would you think that he's not? I don't know. The whole situation was very, very weird to me.
Okay, well, we'll get there because the first episode we have to talk about, like for
Yeah.
me, was
Okay.
boring anyway, so we can get through that fast. I didn't like it.
Okay, so we had Alex. She had her first one-on-one date. She got the first impression rose, so she had the first date. One thing that I from listening to her, I can't remember if she was on Almost Famous or Bachelor Happy Hour, but she was on a podcast and I listened to her and she said that night one, she wore a long sleeve dress on purpose. because she was trying to like cover her tattoos and was like kind of afraid of like what the ABC viewers would like think of her. And then when she went on this one-on-one date, she intentionally wore something sleeveless that showed her tattoos because since she got the first date, it made her feel more like confident and like I need to be myself right away. Because obviously, you know, you don't get more than one one-on-one date unless it's towards the end. So she knew she just wanted to do that with him or whatever. So I thought that was interesting. Little note about her, but they go to like a closed mall, and I don't know, they play on like the kids' toys and have ice cream and try on wedding dresses. And he plays the piano and sings to her, and that's definitely the theme of the singing season is Grant singing. But Alex gets the rose. I like Alex. What do you think of Alex?
I love her. She's one of my favorites. I have four that I like.
Okay. I'm okay. Who are the four that you like?
Are still there. I like her. I like Juliana, the Italian girl. And then the other two girls, I don't know their names. How do you pronounce it? Safina?
Serafina, no way. I can't stand her.
I like her, and I like the girl who went to the puppy place and then got the dinner date.
Lydia. I like Lydia too.
That her name's Lydia.
Litia.
Oh, okay. I like her a lot.
So in the first episode, I actually gave Alex my MVP. I like her a lot too. I think she's
I
great.
gave her my MVP as well.
I didn't have any honorable mentions, but I gave Bailey my LVP.
Okay, I gave Bailey my LVP, and then I gave an honorable mention to the girl in the beige dress. I don't even know her name. I never even saw her throughout the whole
I don't know who
first.
you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
I gave
Because she got
Zoe an LVP
eliminated.
honorable mention. Oh, she got eliminated?
Yeah, but I don't even know her name. I didn't even recognize her face after two episodes, so.
So Alicia, Ella, Rebecca, and Vicky were eliminated this episode.
I think it was Vicky. Ella was so freaking emotional. That was
Vicky was
ridiculous.
the one that was the like bottle Vegas bottle girl in episode one.
Oh.
I don't know, but
I don't know. Anyways, I was bummed Alicia got eliminated because I liked her. I thought they had a connection on night one, but I guess it fizzled really fast.
yeah, I was surprised at some of the eliminations too. Yeah, I gave Bailey my LVP too. Why did you give Bailey your LVP?
Oh my gosh, she lost her shit.
Yeah.
And
And it's
she was
way too
just,
soon for that.
yeah, way too soon, in my opinion.
I
Although I
agree.
really liked her episode three. I thought she kind
Of
of bounced
course,
back
and
and
that's
was
when
really
she,
cute.
yeah, and that's of course when she gets eliminated.
And yeah, I was gonna give her my MVP actually if she hadn't gotten eliminated because I thought she was adorable.
Yeah, I thought she did a really, and she clearly tried super hard.
Yeah. That was the only episode I liked her. I didn't like her in one or two, but yeah,
I agree.
anyways.
I didn't like her in one or two either.
And I honestly like did not like for the final for the elimination, the only dress I really liked was Alicia's. I mean not Alicia's, the one who got the one Alexia in the cutout black dress. I thought that all the other dresses were not cute.
I gave it to I thought the best dressed was Allie Joe on the date cocktail party part of the
Oh,
fourth.
yeah, she's so pretty.
She had that like purple dress that had the like 3D flower at the top and then at the side.
Yeah.
And I just had like that like train that like started at the waist from the waist flower. I thought that was really pretty, I thought. And I thought it looked great on her. So that's who I gave my best dress to. But I gave Zoe an LVP honorable
Ugh.
mention because
Awful.
yeah, so she did because of the way she stole the time. I don't
Yeah.
mind when people steal time, but that was I don't know, that was not the time to steal time. And then when the girls confront her about it, She's just like super not receptive, and how she, okay, so she interrupts Juliana's time, and then Allie Jo interrupts Zoe's time, and then Zoe just steals him right back from Allie Jo. It's not like it was like Allie Jo and then Carolina and then Zoe told stole, like literally the person who he was just with, like, I don't know, I just, yeah, so Zoe got an MVP or LVP honorable mention for that. Except for I do like her as a villain. I think she is a great villain, honestly.
Ugh, I don't like her.
Yeah, I mean, she's not my favorite, but I think she's a good, I like her for TV.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much that episode. It wasn't the best. I don't know. On the next episode, what did you think about Beverly getting the one-on-one date and then having to be medically tapped out?
Do we know why?
Yeah, so she went on a podcast and she said that she had appendicitis and she had
Oh.
to get her appendix out, like emergency surgery.
Oh, poor thing. I was just hoping she was okay because I didn't know what happened. I don't know. She hadn't made a huge impression on me, so
Yeah. I think you liked her though. I mean, obviously she was gonna get a one-on-one, so
yeah.
I don't really have too many thoughts on that. I just thought it was something we had to kind of address.
Well, I'm glad we did because I was going to ask you. I figured you had heard from somewhere what happened.
Yeah, and then I was going to give Carolina my MVP until the end of the
Oh.
episode, and then when she got into all that drama at the end, which I don't think was her fault. I couldn't give her anything. Oh, you know what? We didn't do quotes for the last episode.
Because I didn't have any.
I had a couple. When they're playing basketball, Zoe says, 3 out of 5 of my nails are gone, but we're here for competition for the greater picture for Grant, and you know, all's fair in love and war, and we came to play. So I just thought it was funny that she's like, 3 out of 5 of my nails are gone. And then Vicky also talking about nails. Half of my team, they have no nails right now. So this is not basketball anymore. This is war.
Yeah.
And then when the girls are confronting Zoe and they're like saying that it's like not the right time or place or whatever, she's like, when's the right place? Tomorrow when we're home without him?
I mean, that's a good point.
And then when Allie Jo is interrupting Zoe, and Zoe's like, 1 more minute or 2 more minutes or whatever she says, Ali just says, you've had all the minutes. And then my very last quote was Rebecca, who it's funny that I have a Rebecca quote because I could not tell you what this girl looks like. Where my mind goes, energy flows, and I'll be getting the rose. And then she got sent home.
No idea who you're talking about. Oh,
Yeah, but she got sent home, so that doesn't matter. But yeah, so I guess moving back on to the next episode, since we skipped around there just a little bit, we've been skipping around a lot, but that's okay. With these two episodes kind of intermingled, who was your MVP?
you just told me her name.
Lydia?
Lydia, thank you.
That's who
Yes.
mine was too.
Because she wasn't going to get a one. I mean, she did great on the group date, and then he asked her back for the 3v1 date, and then she got the one-on-one time
And the rose.
and
Yeah,
the
I
rose. I
agree.
just think she's adorable. I really like her.
Now, here's where we're gonna really disagree. Who was your LVP?
Girl, I had Carolina, Zoe, and Rose, and I cannot decide. I think I'm going to go with, I don't know, Carolina and Zoe are so annoying. They always make themselves into the victim.
I think
Like,
that
you know what?
Carolina was the victim in this, though.
I'm gonna go with Zoe, I guess, because she was just so over the top on the group date, how she didn't feel like she was in her place and just being so dramatic. So I'm gonna go with her. Yeah, but the thing with Carolina is the last episode when she did the dancing thing, she was like, oh, now I feel all I won the thing, but now I don't feel good about it and I don't want to make it a thing. But she said the same thing this episode. I don't want to make this a thing. And I get where you're coming from, how that would hurt her feelings, but this girl's trouble.
I
But
agree.
Zoe, I'll go with Zoe
I
and then
thought
honorable
her
mention.
one-on-one went really well, though. I wanted at the beginning of the episode, I wanted to give her my MVP for her one-on-one date. I think it went really well. It is the after the fact that in the whole fight and everything, or not fight, but drama with Rose. I think Carolina is the victim in this because I would be upset about that too. Like, Rose should have never said that to her.
No, and I get
But
that, but
really, Grant is the person who messed up in this
so
situation.
he did say it to Rose.
He didn't say Carolina's name, but he said, "When I was on stage, I was thinking about you."
Interesting. Yeah, Rose shouldn't have done it, but I mean, you're with those people all the time. You're probably talking about everything. We don't see a lot of that, you know? I really don't think she meant it to be mean. At least that's not what I've seen of her. But I don't know. Carolina irked me the episode before. I thought she was dramatic and I did like her during the one-on-one. I was like, okay, I can see myself liking her, but then all that again. And more people I liked were sent home, and he didn't even get to talk to them. Like, I liked Allie Joe.
I
I
love
really
Chloe.
liked Chloe. She's funny.
I
So, and I liked
know.
basically
The
this
thing about
episode.
Chloe, though, is that she's gonna freaking kill it on Paradise. I mean, she has to.
Yeah.
She's gonna be a hot commodity. Because that girl, I mean, she's freaking gorgeous. And she's funny. And
She's funny.
she's witty. Like, oh, yeah, she's great. But
So,
here's why you're gonna hate me. I gave my
why?
MVP to Serafina
Oh, why?
for saying Zoe's dress is too short.
Oh.
Like, I did not like that mean girl energy. Yeah, Zoe was over the top. Okay, here's my take on Zoe this episode. So I can tend to be more serious sometimes too. So I don't know who Hannah Burner is. And I wouldn't have known that she was a comedian if I was there in the and like I would have caught on that it was like that kind of thing, I think, and I would have adapted probably better than Zoe did. But I would have secretly been annoyed too that it's like, okay, we're on this like serious like finance date and like everybody's answers are a joke. I think I would have been irritated too. But I don't think I would have. I should say, I know I would not have been as dramatic as she was. She was over the top dramatic. And I think, but I do also think that because the girls were talking about her, I don't know. I feel like I would be uncomfortable too if like everybody was against me. And granted, she's been guns a blazing from the start. So like, I guess like, don't dish it if you can't take it. But yeah, I really did not like the comment about like that's the shortest dress I've ever seen. Like, you're a mean girl, get out of here.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I think I'm just biased because I can't stand Zoe, so.
I don't know. I just, you know, I like a good villain. And I think Zoe's a good villain.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that.
I wish
I
her
like a good villain too, but she's not it for me.
I wish I would have described it because I can't remember what it looks like. I'm trying to think in my head. I think it was this like greenish blue, more blue than green, sparkly floor length dress that Allie it was like Allie Joe's rose ceremony dress. That's what I thought was the best one this episode.
I actually had Lydia's dress again. It was beautiful. It was like a pale blue, green, blue or green. I
Yeah.
don't know, on my TV screen. I thought that was really pretty.
I'm surprised at how much yellow we're seeing. I feel like we're
Yeah.
seeing a lot of yellow this year. There was a couple dresses that I almost gave best dress to that I at both there were two different ones. And both times I kind of got like, oh gosh, what is it? Andy Anderson from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days vibes. But surprised about. But yeah, but then I saw Ali Joe's dress, and I think that one I just saw was really pretty. Did you have any quotes this episode?
Yeah, I had a couple. I did have a couple this episode. I had at the beginning, I don't know, someone was talking about having a dream about penguins and how they imprinted on them. And Chloe was like, "What's imprinting?" And they told her, and she goes, "How do I get Grant to imprint on me?"
Yes, I had that one too. That was a good one.
And then I had Alexia saying, "I bought a bunch of finance books and read them all in like a month, and I thought I was a finance guru, and then I promptly forgot it all."
Yes, I love her.
And then I had Bailey in the diary room. She's like, "Let's make it rain." She's like, wait, I actually need all this back." And she started like got back down and started gathering up all her dollar bills.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. And I thought it was funny that they like panned down and showed that.
Yeah. So those are my three quotes.
Those were good ones. I had, okay, an exchange between Serafina and Carolina. Serafina says, "I'm good at girl math. A prime example of girl math is if you buy a dress and then you don't like it and you return it, you got your money back." And Carolina goes, "And if you exchange it, then you got something for free."
I don't judge. I had to go back. I rewound that because I'm like, I don't, how does this work? And then I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, so I thought it was really funny because I definitely girl math all the time. And I just girl mathed for the Super Bowl. So before the season even started, like I think it was like the day before the season started, I went with a friend to the casino and I put $100 on the three-peat. And like the whole season, people are like, "Aren't you right about your $100?" And then after the Chiefs lost, my mom's like, "Your dad's so upset you lost your $100." And I was like, "No, like the thing is that like that money is gone. That was a long time ago. I didn't lose $100. I would have gained $650." That money was gone so long ago. Whatever, like that was my night out that night. I had fun with my friends that night. I spent $100 out with my friends. That's my girl math. So well, that's, I don't know. I totally get girl math. I girl math all the time. So I thought that was hilarious. And then, or actually one of my other favorite girl maths that I do, if I ever order something on Amazon and then I have to return it for whatever reason, the Amazon return is at Whole Foods, and Whole Foods has like, I think it's called Aldean's ice cream. It's organic ice cream. It's like the best ice cream ever, but it's like $10, and who spends $10 on ice cream? So my treat, if I return something, is that I get to buy this ice cream, and I didn't spend anything on it because I just returned my Amazon order. Yeah, so
That's hilarious.
that's my girl math. Yeah. Anyways, so then I have Bailey. Honestly, I was answering the questions very strategically because Grant wasn't giving the Grant Bucks. Hannah and Daniel were giving the Grant Bucks. The entire time she's asking questions, all my answers were made for Hannah because I know she would get a kick out of them. And that's exactly why she won. So good for her on that. And
Yeah,
then
that was smart.
Bailey, yeah, she had another one. She says, "Okay, give it to me straight, but like don't mess up my makeup." She's talking to Grant. And then Carolina, she says, "This is my last one." She says, "I just said really good, and you just said good, and now I'm like kind of scared." Because
Oh yeah, on
she
the
like
yeah, when
asked
he asked how
about
the date,
how the date
yeah.
was. Yeah, she's like, "How did you think the date was?" She goes, "Really good." And then he's like, "Good." She's like, "I just said really good, and you just said good, and now I'm like really kind of scared about what do you mean?" And he just like shakes his head. He's like, "No, I thought it was really good." So yeah, those are mine. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this season. I mean, it's a shorter season, so maybe that's why I'm not connecting as much. But I think part of it is Grant. I'm not super huge on him. I think he's okay.
I'm not the way I thought I would be. When we're done, text me and tell me who wins, 'cause I'm not really that in like it super invested, so I want to know.
Okay, I'll tell you the top two because since
Okay.
I don't know, I mean, obviously we have a several weeks until finale time, so anything could happen, but I just feel like, I don't know, when you make a decision an hour before you propose,
Yeah, it probably won't end well.
I just get like Peter Weber vibes personally. And he dated like four girls post show, so. Okay, so any final thoughts about Bachelor before we move on to the traitors?
Nope.
Okay, moving on to the traitors. We had an interesting episode. We had Rob in the turret. He doesn't want to say who had the shield. Rob like really wants to murder Derek. Danielle doesn't want that to happen, but they end up murdering Derek anyway. Danielle is like over dramatic like she is with everybody else. And Dylan lets everybody know, which I think was not smart on Dylan's part, that Derek told him something like before he left, and that was that he thought Rob and Brittany were traitors. What are you guys thinking about this episode? How do we feel?
God, I watched it. It's been a minute.
So they had that was the time that they had the mission where they had teams of two, and it was and they had to like put the hand they had, like the hands in the box for 8 minutes, and like all the gross creepy crawly stuff was all on their hands,
Oh.
the millipedes and scorpions and spiders and
Why
cockroaches
are
and
so
all
many
that.
people getting shields?
Wait, what do you mean?
Many people got shields again.
Oh yeah, there were. Let's see, who got a shield this episode? Rob and Sierra.
Then Brittany and Danielle, and then I think
And
Sam and
Tyler and
Ivor.
Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're.
Well, they finally got Rob out. He was not going to last that much longer, so.
Yeah, I gave Rob my LVP. Thank God.
Same. I put Rob or Sierra because Sierra kind of like st was the only one who stood by him and put her in a bad position, so.
I put Rob, but I also gave an honorable mention to Danielle. I just don't think that she is playing very well, and she's just like she let, I mean, she let him murder Derek, and I think that she shouldn't have done that. Derek was on her side, and I know that they needed to make a decision, but I think she should have stood firmer. I don't, yeah. So I gave an on LVP honorable mention to Danielle because I just think that she's not playing well, and she should not have let him murder Derek.
I think
She's.
maybe it was the next episode where she used that to her advantage at the round table and was like, I wouldn't have murdered Derek. Derek was my best friend or something.
She did say that, but I don't know. It's
Yeah.
for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
How about the MVP?
I guess Brittany.
Okay. Why did you give it to Brittany?
Well, because it was between her and Rob.
Do you think? Oh, at the end, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I
So,
mean, I don't think anyone was going to go besides Rob anyways,
not this
but
episode. It's been too long.
yeah.
So, I
But.
gave my MVP to Tom. Tom finally got a brain. He thinks Rob's a traitor. He tells Rob that he thinks Rob's a traitor. And he actually has like sound arguments this whole episode. And I think in the Pump Rules group chat, somebody was like, oh my God, I love this episode. And my response was, I don't think any episode is a good episode that Tom is the MVP. But
I agree with both of you. I actually literally wrote down Sandoval or Brittany for my top for MVP. So I agree with both of you.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, as much as like I don't like the guy, you can't argue this was a good episode for him.
Yeah.
How about quotes? What do we have for quotes? I love this show because I feel like the quotes are just like off the wall sometimes. Also,
Well, they're in such funny situations. Like, the challenges are so funny.
What are some of your quotes?
I had from Chrishell, I think it was when they were doing the handholds. Maybe I'm wrong. You guys correct me if I'm wrong, but she said, "This is worse than my first wedding."
Oh, that was funny. Yeah. I had a Chrishell quote as well. At breakfast, she says, "Y'all would know the second if I ever got in that turret, because his ass would be packing his bags." And obviously, she was talking about Tom. I had a Sierra quote. When she's talking about Danielle's tears, she says, "Derek didn't really die."
Yeah, she's fun. I like Sierra a lot.
Yeah, in the next episode, I had quite a few Sierra quotes. She's hilarious. I feel like the biggest thing that we're missing from the first few episodes was, everybody gives confessionals the whole time. Like, they needed to give us more Sierra confessionals. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
I had an Alan quote. "It takes two to make a relationship a success and only one to make it a failure." And obviously talking about the challenge. And I don't know, I think it's just the way he said it. I thought it was funny and true, and everything that encompassed to that challenge, really. And then Dylan, he says, "I'm getting hitched to Tom Sandoval, and this is gonna go great." Then Sierra, when she's talking to, so Boston Rob is trying to like calm her down. He's like, "Okay, like, when's your birthday?" And, "This is my birthday," and whatever. She's like, oh my god, Capricorns. We're both Capricorns. Okay, but like several years apart." And I thought it was so funny that she could like even be hilarious in the moment of like absolute panic and whatever. I just think she's so funny.
Yeah, their whole little duo was cute.
And then my last one, Gabby, when I don't remember which thing fell on her or whatever, she's like, "You'll be hearing
You'll
from
be hearing from my
my
lawyers.
lawyers."
That I had that one.
Love her. What were the other quotes that you guys had?
I had one from Brittany that she, talking about Ira. He goes, "He's just furniture that gets moved from room to room."
That's so
And
true. Yeah.
then he's like, compared to what's his name, John from last season, who was so outspoken, Ivor's kind of a flop. Flop.
I agree.
And then it wasn't a quote, but Gabby comes in for breakfast and she's talking about Ira. And everyone's staring at her like with mouths open. And they finally go, "Gabby, he's right there." And she
Yeah.
turns, she's like, "Oh my God."
She's like, "Good thing I didn't say something bad."
Bad. Yeah. And then I had her saying, "You'll be hearing from my lawyers." And then I had two others, but I don't know the context because it's been so long. But I had Alan say, "Don't threaten me with a good time."
Okay.
And Brittany saying, "They sprinted to second base."
That's when the maggots or whatever, wherever the little bugs were that they Oh,
dumped
went
on
down her
them.
shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's
I'm
so
like, well, I don't even know the context of these husband
No,
TVs.
I had that one too, and I remember that's when they when.
Okay.
I think my favorite part about this season is that the traitors all want to kill each other. It just makes it so, like, every episode, I'm just like, who's going to out each other? Who's going to believe who? Who is going to get banished? Like, I'm on the edge of my seat every episode. And I think it's because the traitors are so chaotic, and because the faithfuls are so clueless. It's like a double.
Yeah, they're dumb.
I mean, it's pretty bad when Tom Sandoval is starting to be the smartest person in the room.
Mean, I'm not giving him that much credit. I did like it that he told Rob to his face he thought he was a traitor. But I mean,
He's the
Derek's already
only one
late.
starting to figure people out.
Derek's laid it all out for him the last, I mean, not 24 hours ago, so.
I mean, thank God though that Rob is gone, because Dylan can finally open his eyes, because he was just too starstruck, honestly.
Yeah.
So the next episode, that's when, okay, so we have, so at the end of this episode we find out that that they are going to murder face to face, and we see Gabby, Chriselle, Dolores, Tom, and Dylan go into the church, and if they see Alan, then they're safe, and if they see the traitors, then they're murdered. And so they decide to murder Chriselle. What do you think about this choice?
It made sense because I don't think anyone suspected her of being a traitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, their reasoning was made sense to me.
Especially when it's just the two of them, and there's like they just had all the Boston Rob chaos. I'm glad that it was Chriselle instead of Gabby, personally. Gabby's way funnier. So who did you give your MVP to? I feel like mine's controversial, maybe.
I gave mine to Tom.
Okay.
I thought it was his episode.
His
Just
singing.
yeah, I mean, he was the center of the episode pretty much. And then he said that one hilarious freaking quote.
Yeah.
I
The
don't know.
roundtable.
Yeah, he was pretty much the center of the episode, so I gave it to him.
Yeah.
And I gave an honorable mention to Sierra. I don't care that she got banished. She only got banished because they're fucking stupid. That girl like fought till the end and made all good points. So I was not giving, I gave her that for fighting, and I definitely wasn't going to give her an LVP. So
I gave her my MVP.
you did. Good,
I
good.
did.
Yeah.
I did. She was starting to figure things out, and it's not, I mean, everything that, yeah, she, it's
Yeah,
not.
she's the only
I
one
agree.
that's like Danielle and Brittany, like, so that too. That's another good reason. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I put Sam as my MVP because he came up with the plan at the beginning of the episode to ask anyone who was in the church to say, like, what was Alan wearing? Like, I thought that was super smart, but then someone fucked it. Who fucked it up? Tom?
Mom and
Yeah.
I mean,
So funny
Gabby
this
didn't give it.
episode.
I feel like Gabby didn't give it away as much as Tom did, but she was still like when I walked in, it was beautiful, and Gabby's like, yeah, I thought it was really pretty too, and like, I don't know, just like was very much so on like Carolyn's side. So it was Tom and Gabby for sure. But the reason why I thought that was good, and I thought about giving Sam the MVP too, but the reason why I didn't is because he's the one that also brought up, like,
The Sierra
we need
thing,
to
the
circle
coffin
back to
thing.
the coffins. Yep.
That's what I did. I was kind of impressed with him at first. I'm like, okay, now he's getting into it. And then he's like, we have to close this thing on the coffin and blah, blah, blah. Okay, now I'm done with you again.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I can see why you gave it to him, though, for sure.
I think they were all focused on like the first two traitors were guys. It's got to be a woman. What evidence do we have against a woman? And that's the only thing they really could come up with. Even though I don't know how they don't suspect Danielle.
I know, Danielle, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that all of her friends are getting murdered because she's an idiot and keeps letting them get murdered. Yeah.
Well, who besides Sierra mentions Danielle? Because someone else does this episode. I just forget who.
Tom.
Okay, maybe that's another reason I gave him the MVP.
So Tom asks Carolyn what happened between her and Danielle in that drama. He's like, every at this he's like, this kind of got like glanced over, so I want to go back to this. How about your LVP? I had a really hard time picking an LVP.
I gave it to Chriselle.
How
I give
about
it to Danielle because I think her times could be coming.
I think it could be too.
And her being so, now they're suspecting women, obviously, because two traitors are gone that have been men, and her alliance with Brittany is just way too front and center.
I think it's
They
like,
gotta pin it on Gabby in the next episode, otherwise they're done, or one of them's gonna be done. Because Dylan kind of suspects Gabby, so they got to play into that.
I don't want to say it on here, but I'll text you guys after, like, say after we stop recording. But I think that there was a mini spoiler in the trailer.
Oh, okay.
But I give my LVP to Caroline because although she got out of the breakfast thing, she barely got out of the breakfast thing. Also, I know that it was rock, paper, scissors, but she definitely should have tried harder to be in the dollhouse team and not the castle team. Also, not having Danielle on her side. Danielle, like, not really wanting to tell her and doesn't tell her until the turret who got the shield. I don't know if Sierra, if she didn't get banished, if Danielle would have told her. And then going to the very end when Danielle, I go back and forth on this about how Danielle wanted to recruit Brittany. I understand where she's coming from, like thinking that they would gang up on her, but I think they could gang up on her even if she wasn't a traitor. And I think she has a better chance of making it to the end if Brittany is a traitor because people are already suspecting her. So if they think, like, right now, people think it's either Brittany or Danielle. So I think that it would be smart for Caroline to bring her in. Because even if they did try to, like, gang up on her, I think that she could spin it against them super easily because it's already happening. So I had to give it to Caroline, unfortunately, I thought, this episode. But I did struggle with it. I didn't really know who to give it to.
I'm sick of her faces too. I can't, like, her reactions to everything are hard to watch, and Danielle's shaking is so hard to watch.
Danielle shaking is like, I'm so over it. It's so dramatic. It's so fake. Unless she's shaking because she's like a terrible liar and she's like afraid she's gonna get caught.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think they need to recruit somebody. And I think if I had to think who they should recruit, I would say Dylan, because Dylan kind of has Dolores around his finger. They need votes, right? So if they get Dylan, maybe they get Dolores's vote. They can get Gabby out, right? I don't know.
I
I
think
do think
it
they need to
needs to
recruit
be a
someone.
girl. I see where you're coming from with Dylan, but because of like the girl theory, because there's two traitors, gone that were guys, and also there's more girls than guys left in the house at this point. I think they need to recruit a girl. I think it has to be a girl.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they need to recruit someone they can get votes with. And Brittany's kind of on her own, so I don't think Brittany's the best choice.
I think a lot of people are kind of on, Gabby's kind of on her own now that Nikki and
That's they got to target. That's why I think they got to target her net hard. But Carolyn likes her, so I don't know if they're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, we will see what ends up happening, but I really like this season of The Traitors a lot. It's exciting. It's chaotic, I guess. What about, okay, any final thoughts on traitors? Oh, quotes. What quotes do we have this episode?
I had a lot from Sam. So when Alan re read the clue, he repeated like quick or something. Oh, we have to do it quick. And Sam goes, Tom, the clue was doll. Yeah.
Yes.
Then he just was like on him the whole time, like in the phone, on the phone. He was like, oh, terrible singer. Terrible.
And then it rang. He's like, anybody but Tom, please. He just cracked me up. That's really all I had.
I had both those too, Michelle.
He was cracking me. That's why I also gave him MVP, because he was cracking me up. Yeah, he was funny. Did you have any other quotes, Abby?
The only other one I had was, I mean, that whole situation with Tom and Sam. I mean, Tom's quote too was funny. Quick. I don't know. He's so
Yeah.
stupid. And then, of course, when he said, women are better cheaters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
And
was it.
Joe
Generally
was like,
speaking and historically,
I
okay.
know. And all the girls just, it was amazing. And Sierra's like, you would know.
And I loved how Gabby was like, now everybody vote out Tom.
Yeah, that little whole little
Yeah, that was
whatever.
great. That was great. So I have three Sierra quotes. So I had the Tom quote. I don't know if that's like best quote, but it's definitely iconic. But my other three were all Sierra quotes. So Sierra says, that fucking Boston Rob, that man put me in a coffin, and not only did he put me in a coffin, he did it in my new YSL boots. That's so rude. And then Sierra, she says, these game players, they're like, I don't play games. Bitch, all do is play games. And then Sierra at the end, she says, I don't need to try to be a badass. For what reason? And I don't know. I just love Sierra. At that point, I just was like, yes, get it, girl. All episode long.
She's another one that, I mean, I've liked her okay, but she's never been one of my favorites on Summer House. Some seasons of hers are better than others, but I
This is my
loved
first time
her
being here. I
on,
really appreciate
I loved her on Traitors.
it. Yeah. Yeah, she's the one I would like to see on another show. She'd be a good one for sure. Okay, so any final thoughts on the traitors before we move on to the last couple episodes of the challenge?
No. But I'm still behind on the challenge, so
Okay.
y'all can discuss and spoil and
Okay, so in episode two, we have Beth talking about her 30-year-old jeans and Nicole making fun of them. I actually had a quote about that, but Nicole says, I've never had something 30 years besides a 30-year mortgage. And I don't know, that's funny. And also Nicole's 34, so it's funny. But I looked up Nicole's age and it reminded me that she's the challenger that's like closest to me in age, or at least at one point was. So I hope that actually she's not anymore. I think Michaela is, but at one point she was, and so I was like, ugh, Nicole. But anyways, we had this was the final where they had or the final, the daily challenge where they had it was Edge of Glory, and they had to solve a math problem and then try to grab flags basically, and like everybody DQ'd. We had Jonna and Beth DQ because of Beth, Sylvia and Kellyanne DQ because of Sylvia, Katie and Veronica DQ'd, Ashley and Dario DQ'd, Corey and Big T DQ'd, and then it was like raining. And I guess I heard on a podcast that like when it rains there, they like tell you to go inside right away because it doesn't just like rain normal. It's like a monsoon every time it rains. So it like wasn't safe for them to continue. So then the teams that hadn't gone had the choice if they wanted to go back the next day or if they just didn't want to do it. So Nani and Turbo, Melissa, Nicole, and Leroy and Devin also chose to DQ. And Anissa and Ashley, they also DQ. So the only teams that actually completed this challenge were Davon and Shane, which they only got one flag, but at least they got one. They didn't DQ. Adam and Steve, and Amber and Fessy. Every single other team DQ'd. Can think about what a waste of money that is. Like production probably spent so much money putting together this challenge to have. I can't. I can't. Literally everybody DQ'd. I don't know. What did you think about that, Michelle?
I just it was just not it wasn't fun to watch at all, number one. And then I think it speaks to the format because like if the format was if you get last, you automatically go in, I don't think it would have went out that it wouldn't happen that way. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. More people would have done it for sure.
Yeah, the format, I don't love the format for the season. It's too much like voting based, not performance based.
I always like Last Place Goes In. That's my favorite for sure.
I me too, because it like evens the playing field a little bit. I like that.
Well, and then it makes it so that like people, like we had Katie and Veronica, I think in the next episode talking about like, well, we don't really need to because people view us as weak, so they're not going to vote us in. I don't know. But this was the most boring, uneventful daily challenge I've maybe ever seen. I don't know.
I did find watching Fessy and Amber, they did great. And I thought it was really cool how well they did. But that was the only pair I really enjoyed watching.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I like that Adam and Steve jumped for their last one. It's
Oh,
funny.
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's funny because like the whole point of like the rope being so small was that if the partner fell, then the other person would go flying off too. And we didn't see that at all. Like not once. The whole point of it was so that we could see that happen. And yeah. But I gave Anissa my MVP or my LVP for this episode because of this daily challenge, because she said on her podcast that she has literally done the same exact challenge on Fear Factor. It's just that the rope was longer. And so that's, I don't, the rope being longer and you doing this same exact challenge before and you quitting and yelling at TJ, like screaming at TJ, I had to give her my LVP for it.
Yep. I she was she's like really bad this season. And that's saying a lot.
She's like Chicago bad. Is that bad to say? I
Yeah.
wasn't at Chicago, but from what I've heard.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Was she your
I gave my LVP to Sylvia 'cause she was just like so nasty.
Yeah.
Like her quote of "You have dogs, I have a
Okay.
family" was like probably the nastiest thing I've heard on the show.
Yeah. But boy, is that a good quote
Yeah,
as
I don't
far as
know. It
quotes
was just like
go.
so mean.
Yeah, it's low.
Especially when you know like Kellyanne like froze her eggs and wants to have kids, like just like really brutal, I thought.
And like also I don't think she knows that, but Kellyanne being like, "Do you know about my life?" Her being like, "I don't want to know. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know." I did really like that how they made up the next episode though.
I did too. I fell for that as well.
So in the elimination, we had Adam and Steve voted in. And they're going against Beth and John A. What do you think about Amber and Fessy picking Beth and John A to go into this elimination?
Oh, so weak. Disappointed.
Yeah, I agree. Especially after, I mean, I know that stuff happens, but I thought that it seemed like Amber was getting along really well with John A. So I was kind of surprised at that happened, but I know it's early on and they're trying to stay in politically good graces with the stronger teams and all the star holders have an agreement not to vote in other star holders and I don't know. It wasn't my favorite move, that's for sure. But even though she lost the elimination, I did give John A my MVP because of the way that she was comforting Beth during the daily challenge. And I think it just really shows like what a great partner she is, even with somebody that she like absolutely, no matter if she's like talking shit in her confessionals, like I don't care. I gave her my MVP because I thought, wow, like she is the epitome of a good partner. Can you imagine how good of a partner she would be if she was with somebody that she actually liked these days? Because if you think about it, like
Yeah.
under the partners that she's had Jasmine, who, yeah, they're on good terms now, but at one point, you know, they were rivals. That's how they started, you know? And then having Zach as a partner, I think she's learned like how to not be a lot, and she's just, yeah, she's just great. I just, so yeah. Who was your MVP?
I gave it, I actually think Fessy, because I thought I liked the way he behaved in this episode.
I liked how when he was talking to Adam, he's like, and he's like, who's this head is, who do you think that you got it? I'm lost. Who do you think it is? Who's the head of the snake? And like made him say a name. I liked that too.
Exactly. And the other thing I liked, the other, like, I would have given it to Amber, but I didn't like how she was like kind of all over the place. So I just gave it to Fessy.
I actually gave Amber my LVP honorable mention.
Yeah. Well, she did great in the challenge. It's just how she acted after that
It
was not
wasn't
good.
okay, so for me it was her leaking the information to Veronica and then insisting that it was Nicole, telling everybody that it was Nicole and not thinking for a minute that it could be Veronica because she felt close with Veronica. I just felt like even though she was in power, she like definitely got played and didn't had no idea like what was really going on. And to think that Veronica wasn't close with Adam and Steve, people who she had done her original seasons with, was just really, really, really naive. But I also at the same time, you know, Amber will never ever experience that. Will never experience that. There's nobody from the challenge that came from Amber's season of Big Brother, and that's the only thing that's comparable. And it never has happened, and it never will happen. She was picked out of obscurity. But yeah, so she, yeah. What kind of quotes did you have?
This is, I'm sorry, I'm trying to pull it up. Okay. I had Kellyanne said, "This is why I love dogs more than people." I had Steve said, "Everyone has these relationships where it doesn't matter if you haven't seen them for one day, a week, a month. Everything that you were annoyed by then, 20 years ago, you're still annoyed by that now."
That's a good one.
And then I don't even remember when this was, but Amber said about Adam, he's all amped up. But I don't remember what that was about. Maybe about the voting situation.
Adam's always all amped up, even when he was in the
I
next.
can't stand him. Ugh.
Yeah, he's a lot. If you haven't watched Frank's Live with Kellyanne and Adam and Ashley, he has it saved. I totally recommend. It's crazy.
I watched the clips of him and Kellyanne fighting. I enjoyed those.
Yeah, there it's a lot longer than what is going around Twitter, but yeah, I think it's worth a watch. It was interesting. But did you have any other ones?
Did Ashley talk at all during the whole thing?
Not during the fight, just at the beginning.
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't have any other quotes. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. So Kellyanne, she says, if we're not going to try, we might as well go home because I have got shit to do, when they're talking about the daily challenge. And then Fessy, I just had to put this one because like because of their past, really, because Fessy lost the final because he didn't want to be partners with Amber and she won the final with CT instead. And then this is his quote. I'm ecstatic to have a partner that's literally willing to die for this shit because I am too, and I think it's a dangerous duo, to be completely honest with you. And it's just like, you've had the same duo before. You could have won with her and you chose not to. You picked Casey, who broke her ankle instead.
I know.
So
But I'm giving him another chance this season.
well,
I'm
and
giving him
exact
another chance.
and you know what? I put Fessy on here and I should put Fessel because I was listening to Sylvia on the Off the Hook podcast, and when he was asking like her opinion of people, he said Fessy, and Sylvia like didn't even know who Fessy was. She's like, oh, you mean Fessel, Fessel. Like nobody calls him Fessy anymore. So I need to try to get that switched in my brain. But
Yes, me too.
I had another Fessel quote. And it was, well, I don't know who the snake is though, Adam, so that's what I'm having a hard time with. You're gonna have to tell me. And then Beth, oh my God, she had so many Nicole quotes where she's like making fun of Nicole and Nicole's like accent, which like I can't do the accent. I'm so sorry. But she's like, Nicole's a little firefighter. Maybe she feels like she needs to go start a fire somewhere. She's like, I don't know. I just was, she was cracking me up.
She was funny.
And then, yeah, those were the other only quotes I had. But then, obviously, the Sylvia, you have dogs. I have a family.
Yep. I mean, I felt bad for Janae. Kind of sucked for her.
Yeah, I thought the end was so funny when they were like, oh, actually, I don't think that it was on the episode. I think it was, so she did Zach's podcast, and she said that at the end, Beth was like, oh, I can't wait to like fly home with you, and we're gonna, I'm so glad we got close or whatever and all this. And then producers like went to Janae privately and they're like, do you want to fly home with her? And she's like, no. So they didn't fly end up flying home together.
Wow.
And also kind of mind-blowing. I mean, I guess like you gotta ask, but to the audacity, another thing that Janae said was that Beth invited Janae on her podcast, and obviously she didn't, she said no, but what do you think? Why do you think? What?
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to the next episode, we have Shane talking to Sylvia, talking Lavender Ladies, talking about how he doesn't get along with their partners, and there's probably going to come a point where they have to turn their backs on each other, which was interesting to hear. I don't think we would have heard Sylvia or Ashley say the same thing, but Shane has people there from his original seasons, so he feels safe without them. We have Frank and Kellyanne talking, and this was just great. The whole conversation, the sound bites to Frank. I mean, that was just such an awesome conversation. Sam and Anissa talking about kind of being the bigger non-athletic ones. I thought it was a good start to the episode. It had a lot of variety in there. We get to the daily challenge, the ball buster, where they have to pick out 10 balls that are their team's colors and put them, I don't know, at the end of the obstacle course and then do a puzzle. Devin and Leroy win. I think this is going to be a theme. The guy teams, Steve and Adam, Devin and Leroy.
Yeah.
I think they're, I mean, obviously we had Amber and Fessy win, but like that's a super strong team. So I don't know. So then we have Leroy say he's in an alliance with Dario and Ashley and Nani and Turbo. And then when we get to deliberation, we have Adam trying to get a sympathy vote because Adam is like super, super sick, which I guess, okay, so one of the things that Frank said on live is that part of the reason why he wanted Kellyanne gone is because she was rude to production. And there were a couple things that he said she was rude about. And one of them was that Turbo, when the game started, was really sick and she wanted them. She didn't want him there. She wanted him to get medically DQ'd and they wouldn't do it. And so that was like one of the things that Frank said was like turned him off of Kellyanne was that she was really rude to production. And then she said that she didn't think that it was fair because she didn't want everybody to get sick, which everybody did get sick. So I don't know, just one of those things. But Adam was really, really sick. This episode was like on a breathing ventilator, basically. It was kind of crazy.
I know, I don't understand why they would let a sick person stay in the house. Like, at least like make them stay somewhere else.
Well, actually, I heard. Okay, so Turbo had a problem with the AC. I'm guessing they must not have AC in Turkey then, right? because he had a problem with the AC. So he never stayed in the bedrooms. He stayed in the
No,
living
I thought in the first episode he was complaining it was too cold in the house for him. I think it was too cold for him.
Yeah, because of the AC.
Oh, well, I thought you were saying there wasn't AC.
No, I'm sa okay, so I'm saying that I think that his in Turkey, I don't think they have AC. So I think it was too cold for
Got
like
it.
he needed it to be
Yes.
hotter.
Yes.
And so he didn't sleep in the sleeping corridors with everybody else. He slept on the couch.
Right.
Probably I'm guessing it was had to have been warmer there. So we get to the votes and they all pile on and they vote for Adam and Steve, even though Adam says, I mean, but it's not going to help. I mean, if you're sick, that's an even bigger reason to throw you in, especially at one of the strongest teams. Get them while they're weak.
Yeah.
I know you love Steve.
I just think if they're like, why do they keep throwing in weak teams? Like, if they want to get them out, why do you stop throwing weak teams against them? No.
So, I agree with you. But Frank did do, I think I saw it on a story, but I'm sure he saved it. He seems to be saving everything.
Yeah, he's doing too much for me, I gotta say. He's doing a little too much.
He's doing a lot, but he did do a video where he mapped out all the alliances and like all the teams that were left. And I do think that some of the things that he was saying was like kind of a stretch, and like you probably could have voted in other people. But Kellyanne and Sylvia in this situation really weren't protected, so they were definitely the easy vote, unfortunately. But yeah, I don't know. But I will say, okay, so I figured it out. I know last time you were surprised, and I was like, I don't know if I've seen Frank or whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, that's the last season that I saw. But I didn't remember much about him, so I kind of like went back in to refresh my memory. And what I figured out is that I started that season, but I never finished it. That's where I'm at with like going backwards. So
Oh,
I need to like watch that full season.
I see.
So, but as someone who has seen very little Frank, I'm loving Frank, honestly. He's a personality like
I don't mind him on the show. It's like on social media. Like I think he was like fighting with Tina, and he's like, "I'm controlling the show." But like, I don't what I'm the main character. Like, it's been 3 episodes.
yeah, but he kind of is the main character.
I guess. I don't know. Not for me.
And but I do feel like we haven't had social media drama like this in a long time, and I'm kind of here for it. I'm okay with the drama. I like the drama. I loved watching him and Kellyanne fight on their live. I thought that was hilarious. And
Oh, Kellyanne was cracking me up. He was he kind I don't know. It was funny.
Yeah. So who is your MVP?
Sorry, I found my trader's notes. My MVP was Steve and my LVP was Ashley. I'm sorry.
Okay, why'd you give it to Ashley?
I just thought her fight, the fight with Anissa was just out of nowhere and weird. I like Ashley. I like Ashley a lot better than Anissa, but that's why I got mad because I'm like, don't make me feel bad for Anissa.
Right. Well, I think the thing about it is that you could tell how genuinely sorry Anissa was in that moment. That felt like a true apology. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I can see that. But like, I don't know. I kind of love that drunk Ashley. Yeah, I think the thing is about it is that we just don't get drama like this anymore. So when stuff like what happened between like Sylvia and Kellyanne and like Ashley and Anissa, when we're actually getting to they're actually airing these things and we're getting to see them now, I can't hate it because we don't see enough of it. I know like. Gosh, who was it? Maybe Corey? I can't remember, but I remember like season 40 people being like, or no. It wasn't Corey. He wasn't even there. I can't remember, but I remember there being like all this drama happened and we didn't even see it. And it's frustrating. So I'm glad that they're showing it. So I don't know. I mean, it's Rivals. They have to show some of it though, right? And they
Yes.
also have to show us specifically Ashley and Anissa. And like, it's hilarious how on paper, if you were to read through the Rivals before the season started, you would be like, why are these two rivals? But then when you see them together, you're like, oh, like these two like really actually don't fuck with each other at all. I gave my MVP to Adam for performing as well as he did, as sick as he was.
Yeah. I agree. I think I picked Steve because he solved the puzzle, but Adam did a good job too.
And obviously he's been training because he said he plays that game on his phone all the time. Yeah, good for Steve. And I saw Alan Aguirre had a tweet about it, that said, you know, Steve went from a hand model to someone who has won five eliminations now, like actually has a resume. So good for Steve.
Yes, I agree.
I gave honorable mention MVPs to Sylvia and Kellyanne for their makeup and the growth that they showed.
I know. I went from hating Sylvia. I'm like, I hate Sylvia. I'm done with her. And then I'm like, okay, I do like her. Sylvia still. I just flipped real quick. Real quick.
And my LVP went to Devin. Okay, so at first I was gonna give him a quote. I started like typing it out, and he's like, "Leroy, always the bridesmaid, never the bride." But then I stopped. I deleted the quote, and I gave him my LVP for being like,
Oh.
for saying, "I'm gonna have to drag Leroy to the final." Like, you won one. I mean, yes, winning a challenge, no matter what, is a huge accomplishment. Not very many people do it if you're not CT Bananas or Jordan. So I'm not trying to undermine him in any way, but saying you're gonna drag Leroy, let's be real, Leroy didn't really start playing this game until he started dating Cam. He didn't even learn how to swim until he started dating Cam, and Cam was like, if we're gonna win, we need to like start training for this. So for him to say that he's dragging Leroy, it just infuriated me. LVP.
Yep, love that. He's disgusts me in every way. I don't know, there's nothing else I can say about him.
I'm ready for a Devin break,
Me
honestly.
too.
Did you have any quotes this
Yeah, I
episode?
had a couple. Okay, now see, I gave Ashley my LVP, but I had some Ashley quotes. So I liked when Ashley said, "I'm not a pick me girl like her." Basically saying that Anissa wants everyone to like her, and Ashley does not care if people like her or not. And I do like that. That's what I like about Ashley.
I loved that whole interaction with her and Fessy when she said that, and then when Fessy's like, "Who?" and she's like, "My partner," and he's like, "Well, you gotta get over it."
Yep.
Oh man, that was great. Any other quotes?
One more from Ashley, and this might have been a confessional. She said, "One thing Anissa has been known for in this game is not winning." Just brutal, but
Yes.
true.
Yes, so true. So true. Okay, so I had an Ashley quote too. And it was the fight. Okay, so I have the whole thing down, but there's a piece of it that is the best. But the whole quote is, "Honestly, you really think I'm so much country? Like, I grew up, my mom had a Jaguar, I had a Volvo, we lived in a three-story house. I went to a high school with 3,000 people in a very nice suburb. So this whole redneck thing is like so incorrect and so like overdone at this point." But my favorite part of that was just that "my mom had a Jaguar," I think, is the new "I have a monster truck."
I know. That was really good. I love that.
Yes. I'm sorry, did you have any other quotes?
Okay, when Adam and Steve, it was like before the challenge, they like were next to each other doing like the on the fly confessional, and Adam just starts hacking everywhere, and he said, "I look forward to be infected in the next 3 hours."
Steve said that.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought that was funny too. I remember that. Did you have any other ones?
No, that was all I had. Mostly Ashley. Even though I did, I can't believe I gave her LVP, but then I did use all her quotes. Okay.
Okay, I only had one other one, and that was the Frank quote. He says, "I want to manipulate these relationships and make people feel so close to me. Daddy would never throw them in. I can't wait to throw you in."
Yeah.
So those were mine. Really, Ashley and Frank, kind of, they were the commentators of the episode to me. Where is Devon? Like, I'm so confused.
Where's Shane, Devon? It's too much Frank for me right now.
Yeah. And I thought Devon, I don't know. I thought she was supposed to have drama, but I haven't seen any Devon drama yet. Okay, so do you have any final thoughts about the challenge or any of these shows before we wrap it up here?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.